Chlorella Superfood Tablets. Available now at BrightionStore.com.
This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, publisher of NaturalNews.com, publisher of Vaccines.News, hundreds of other websites, independent laboratory analysis person. I run a laboratory, mass spec analysis, ISO accredited, top selling science book author. I'm the author of Food Forensics. We have just been informed that the World Health Organization has declared that anti-vaxxers, that is anyone who dares to question the truth about what's in vaccines or the side effects of vaccines, has now been declared by the World Health Organization as one of the top 10 greatest public health threats in our world for 2019. So the World Health Organization is now saying that if you question the propaganda about vaccines, you are as dangerous as Ebola. This is literally what the World Health Organization has just announced. And I'm here to tell you today, well, really two things. First, this is a justification that is, I'm being told, this will lead to the United States, Australia, and European countries passing laws that will criminalize speech that questions the safety of vaccines. So if you dare to talk about the aluminum that's in vaccines, the mercury, the monosodium glutamate neurotoxin, the formaldehyde, the antibiotics, the glyphosate, the aborted human fetal cell tissue lines that are used to make vaccines, the diseased African green monkey kidney cells that are used in vaccines, the vaccine adverse events reporting system published by the government itself that admits thousands of children are killed by vaccines. If you talk about any of this, you will be arrested. You will be thrown in prison, and your website domain will be seized. In other words, they are planning now to literally imprison myself, to seize naturalnews.com and the hundreds of other websites that I publish, to shut down my laboratory and to silence us forever in order to protect the dark secrets of the vaccine industry that is killing our children right now, all across the world and in the United States every single day. This is an urgent appeal. Remember the Vaxxed movie? It came out a couple years ago. It was such a bombshell. I mean, it just opened the eyes of the world to the truth about vaccines and how vaccines are not safe and they damage children. They cause autism. And there's been a massive media cover-up and CDC cover-up ever since to try to shut down the truth about vaccines. And the World Health Organization is panicking because of that first movie, Vaxxed. This is why so-called anti-vaxxers are now added to the list of public health threats, if you can believe that. Because the truth is getting out there, and it's so powerful now. Because parents are seeing their children made autistic overnight. People are reading the headlines of, you know, like this cancer doctor in Europe died within minutes after receiving a yellow fever vaccine. He was a famous cancer doctor, suffered total organ failure in minutes, died right there in the clinic from a vaccine shot. They don't want you to talk about that. And the globalists who are running this vaccine agenda, which I call the vaccine deep state, they are trying to shut down this project that I'm about to tell you about. It's Vaxxed 2, the second movie. Vaxxed 2. And by the way, the website where you can help support this film and see information and trailers is Vaxxed2.com. Just the numeral 2. VAXXED2.com. Go there now. They need your support. But this film features, and I've seen some of the snippets already, it features the video true stories of moms and dads and parents talking about how their children were permanently maimed and damaged by vaccines. This film is called The People's Truth. This is the truth about vaccines from the point of view of the moms and dads whose children have been killed and maimed by these vaccines. One couple had three children, you know, triplets, had them all vaccinated at the same time. They were all healthy. And then within 24 hours, all three became autistic because the vaccines cause autism. Now, the vaccine deep state doesn't want you to know any of this information. So they are now trying to criminalize any talk about vaccines being dangerous or causing side effects. I mean, it's insane. It's like if the automobile industry, let's say, made faulty products like cars that exploded, like, what was it, the Ford Pinto many years ago? And instead of fixing their quality control problem, they got a law passed that said no one can sue the car companies for damage. Otherwise, we can't afford to keep making cars. That's what the vaccine industry has done. But even worse, what if the automobile industry said, we're going to criminalize anybody who says anything critical about our products? So there can be no journalism, no investigations, no reporting about faulty products that harm people. If the automobile industry did that, people would say that's insane. That's criminal conduct on the part of the industry. But the vaccine industry is doing that right now. And they're getting away with it because the vaccine industry is run by, it's a criminal cartel of very dangerous individuals who are murdering children all over the world every day through vaccines. And they're maiming millions of children around the world because of the toxic ingredients that are deliberately added to vaccines to make them, to turn them into what's called excitotoxins, which is to cause a neurological inflammatory response. And it causes permanent neurological damage, i.e. autism, and other conditions such as seizures and comas and death. And that's all admitted by the vaccine industry if you dig deep enough. It's on the vaccine insert sheets. The flu shot admits it's never been tested. Not scientifically tested for to see what's effective. Never tested on pregnant women. But it's always administered to pregnant women who, by the way, often suffer spontaneous abortions. Which reminds me, the World Health Organization actually spiked the vaccines that were given to young women in Africa, in Kenya. The Kenyan Catholic Bishops Association there that was giving vaccines, they were running around all the villages administering vaccines, and they found that spontaneous abortions were so frequent and infertility was so widespread following vaccination, they actually sent the vaccines to four different laboratories to have them tested and find out what's in them. Turns out they were all spiked with infertility abortion chemicals by the World Health Organization. Still think vaccines are all about saving humanity? Far from it. You need to see this film, Vaxxed2.com. Like the filmmakers who I've spoken with, and they've shown me snippets and they've shown me trailers and so on, and I agreed to help promote this film. We're going to help put the snippets out on Brighteon.com, which is the free speech alternative to YouTube. We're going to cover it on naturalnews.com. They need, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand dollars or something to finish making this film. So they have a fundraiser out there. You can help them raise some funds. It's not, they don't even need that much money, but they're sure not going to get grants from, the drug industry or government or anything. It's only going to come from private money. So I'm donating to the film, and I encourage you to do the same. Just go to Vaxxed2.com, Vaxxed2.com. And this film is going to get released probably this summer of 2019. I don't know the exact date. I think some of it depends on how much funding they get, how quickly they can do it. But it's going to be the most powerful weapon against the vaccine deep state, which really explains why the vaccine industry will desperately try to censor this film, just like they did the first one. Remember, they had entire theaters shut down to block that movie, Vaxxed. And remember how the first film, Vaxxed, I think it was going to be shown in this film festival, and then it was shut down there. It was banned out of the film festival because, oh, you're not allowed to see this side of the argument, And this is what's so infuriating about what is happening in our society today, where the tech giants like Google and Facebook and Apple, they now just censor anybody that they don't want you to hear or see. They've censored me. I've been censored off YouTube for almost a year now. They censor anybody who's pro-Trump, for example. They censor anybody who dares talk about pro-life content. Google just was caught manually altering search results to bury pro-life videos and pro-life websites because it's all like pro-abortion, abortion, abortion. Well, the abortion industry generates the dead baby tissue mass that's used by the vaccine industry to grow the vaccine mass. Did you know this? Aborted human fetal tissue cell lines are used to manufacture vaccines, and then they're injected into you. So you're actually, if you take vaccine shots, you're actually, it's a form of medical cannibalism. You're injecting yourself with literally dead babies. It's not hyperbole. It's not exaggeration. It's a medical fact. In fact, you can go onto the CDC or FDA websites, and I've linked to them. Look, you can find the links. Just go to naturalnews.com. Search for aborted human fetal tissue cells vaccines. You will find these articles and the links to the CDC, unless they've, of course, erased the links, but have no fear, we save them. We save the screenshots in advance because we know how they operate. But they admit there are these aborted human fetal tissue cell lines that are used to grow certain vaccines. I think smallpox vaccine is one of them. There are African green monkey kidney cells used in many vaccines. So what they do is they go capture African green monkeys, and then they grow them in inhumane conditions and cages. They inject them with diseases. So they inoculate these primates with disease, and then they let the disease fester where the animal suffers and nearly dies, and to the point where their kidneys are all infested with this horrific, deadly disease. And then they murder the animal, and they harvest the organs, and they grind up the monkey kidneys, they process it, and they put it into vaccine vials, and then they inject it into you. That's how vaccines are made, people. You need to know the truth about what you're injecting into yourself. I find it astonishing that people who go to great pains to read the ingredients on a box of cereal or something, a yogurt bottle at the grocery store, they like read every ingredient. What's in this? You know, red food coloring, yellow food coloring, you know, aspartame, not going to buy that. These same people will go to a pharmacy and basically say, inject me with whatever the hell's in that vaccine. We don't know. Just shoot me up with that stuff. They don't even ask what's in it. They don't know what's in it. They don't read the sheet. They don't even know there is a sheet. There's an insert sheet you can ask for that contains a listing of the ingredients. Did you know that? Why would you inject yourself with something when you don't know what's in it? It sounds like a drug user would do that, maybe, you know, as some kind of suicide mission. But people do it all the time with vaccines. And that's why the truth has to come out. The vaccine industry has no quality control. It has no safety mechanisms to stop the mass death of children. The vaccine industry has no culpability because they have complete legal immunity from all lawsuits from families of damaged children. If you ran a company and you were highly unethical and you didn't have any liability, would you have quality control? No, the vaccine industry has no liability. So there's zero quality control. They put anything in there. You got to understand, a lot of these vaccines are made with diseased animal parts. It's like, it's not just monkey kidneys, and it's like monkey brains and different organs and festering chicken eggs. And there's all these different animals, and they make them diseased, and then they murder the animals and they grind up their organs. And they also take, you know, murdered, aborted human baby cells, you know, actual human blood, you know, human tissue, I mean, and they grow this in vats to make vaccines. I mean, it sounds insane, but it's actually how vaccines are made. Well, there used to be a show, I think. It was called, like, How It's Made. Remember that show? Like, hey, how is canned soup made? Or how is aluminum foil made? And they show you all these machines. Like, yeah, it's cool, yeah. You have this giant roll of aluminum, and then it's hammered into thin sheets, and then it's cut, you know, whatever. That's how you make aluminum foil. You notice they never had an episode called How Vaccines Are Made, because they would have like shrieking African monkeys being captured and injected with diseases, festering, suffering, dying, bleeding, drooling, and then being sacrificed and murdered, cut open, the organs harvested, ground up and put into a giant machine, a homogenization machine, and then a filtration system, and then plopped into vaccine vials and distributed out to pharmacies and injected into humans, because that's how they're made. That's actually how they're made. Oh, and I didn't even cover the human aborted baby part side of that yet. They take a baby, the head comes out of the birth canal, and then I'm sorry to be so graphic, but they cut the spinal column right there at the base of the skull, and they murder that baby during what's called a partial birth abortion. And then they pull that baby out, and they crack open its skull, and they harvest that brain. And these people just love this, by the way. These are all demonic, radical, pro-abortion, just anti-human monsters. And then they harvest all the organs, and they sell them to different vaccine companies and drug companies and biotech companies. And the vaccine companies take those organs. And they, oh my God, we got these new baby parts coming in. We can make more vaccines. So it's got, you know, the baby DNA and the RNA and the blood from the aborted baby and all the If you believe in the energetic side of this, all the terror of being murdered during your birth goes into that. You know, if you believe in homeopathy and energetic medicine, that's what goes into a vaccine. It's murder and death and hate. And then that gets injected into you. Oh, plus then, of course, the vaccine industry adds the mercury and the aluminum and the MSG and the squalene and everything just to make sure that that vaccine does its intended job, which is to cause maximum neurological damage. Because you can't have a population that can think for itself. My gosh, they might rise up and question the corruption of the establishment. So every vaccine is designed to be a lobotomy. Every vaccine is designed to cause damage. Every vaccine is it's a biological weapon system. That's what they're actually designed to do. That's why they harm and kill so many children. They kill adults too, as we've seen recently with some of these, you know, sudden deaths. It was total organ failure following vaccines. People die. Adults die. So support this film, vax2.com. If humanity is to have a chance to fight back against this toxic vaccine industry, this film is the best way to do it. And these are very courageous people making this film. I mean, they're putting their lives on the line. I got to tell you, the level of death threats that we all endure, I mean, the fact that I've had to become armed 24/7, I can put rounds on target, and I've had to become trained to defend myself because here I am trying to defend life against an industry of death and destruction, the vaccine industry, that hits me with death threats, that hits me with slander, unbelievable lies, just like they do to President Trump. They just lie about him constantly, make up fake fabricated news, constantly death threatening all of us, threatening us with arrest, threatening us with all kinds of things, and then censoring us throughout, you know, Google, Facebook, Apple, you name it. We're all censored all the time because we want to protect humanity, because we love life, because we love a healthy child being born, to have a chance at life without being neurologically damaged by a toxic vaccine that is engineered as a weapon delivery system. Anybody today who tries to defend life, anybody who is pro-life in the greatest sense of the term, I am pro-life in every way possible. I love life. I love nature. I love our planetary ecosystems. I love human life. I love health. I love wellness. I love intelligence and innovation. That makes me the enemy of the deep state system that is trying to utterly poison and exterminate humanity in every way possible through vaccines, through medicine, through a toxic food supply, poison pesticides and herbicides, through poison news, through the New York Times, CNN, USA Today, Washington Post, mass poisoning of your mind. And those of us who try to defend you, who try to enlighten you and empower you with information to try to resist this mass poisoning and protect life, we are targeted as the enemies of this dark, deep state establishment that, frankly, it resembles, you know, satanic influence more than anything else. It is so disgusting. You see, this is about a lot more than just vaccines. You think this is just about vaccines. No. The vaccine war against humanity is just a symptom of a much more horrifying war, a total war against the sustainability of the human species. But I'll talk about that later. For now, let me give you a couple of action items and I'll wrap this up. First, help support the film, vax2.com. That's where they need your support. Secondly, there are amazing vaccines right now on brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com. That's a site I launched to have free speech for vaccine videos and other type of content. It is now the best collection of vaccine truth videos anywhere in the world. All those videos have been banned on YouTube. You want the truth? Go to brighteon.com. You can also read vaccines.news. And of course, naturalnews.com. You can hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com, where I cover vaccines, but also politics, liberty, and many other topics. Thing is, you need to go visit these sites while we still have them running, because if the vaccine industry gets its way, they're going to throw us all in prison. They're going to seize all of our domain names. They're going to criminalize all speech about vaccines. They're going to criminalize science. And, you know, the intolerant political left has already started this whole thing by saying, you can't talk about biology anymore. You can't talk about male versus female. You know, you can't talk about gender without being banned now. And, you know, so they've set this precedent to say that if the establishment doesn't like what you're saying, they're just going to shut you down. But even worse, they're going to criminalize you next. They're going to sabotage you economically, shut you down, bankrupt you, silence you forever. That's what they do. That's the evil that we're facing. It's incredible. I never, 20 years ago, never could have predicted that we would find ourselves in this situation today, where the level of intense anti-human evil that is now rising up across our world is so, it's so astonishing. It almost makes you scream out for God to come down and just like defeat the demons or something. Because it's, you can only explain what's happening now by understanding, you know, like anti-human, actual Satan worshiping demonic forces. That's actually part of what's in play right now. It's incredible. It's a cosmic battle. It's not just the vaccine industry or pharmaceuticals or pesticides. It is a cosmic battle for the survival of humanity. And there are forces that frankly don't want humanity to survive at all. That's what we're up against. I mean, it's an epic battle. It's David versus Goliath here. But we have, frankly, you know, we have life on our side. We have God on our side. We have divinity on our side. So with your help, we might just have a chance to defeat this incredible evil and give humanity a future. Thank you for your support. I appreciate you sharing this video. I appreciate you visiting our websites, and I appreciate your prayers. Thank you, and God bless you.
Every human being deserves to be healthy and free. At the Health Ranger Store, we are healing the world through clean food.